Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic, bringing you another dose of wisdom to level up your emotional game. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can feel a little scary at first, but trust me, it's the key to building genuine connections and living a richer, more fulfilling life. Embracing vulnerability. Think about it, haven't we all been taught to put on a brave face, hide our weaknesses, and project this image of having it all together? But here's the thing, that armor, those walls we build around ourselves, they actually prevent us from truly connecting with others. Ever felt like you were going through the motions in your relationships, just nodding along without really feeling seen or understood? You know that feeling when you're hesitant to share something personal because you're worried about being judged or rejected? That's vulnerability whispering in your ear, and while it might feel uncomfortable at times, it's actually where the magic happens. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. It's the willingness to show up authentically, imperfections and all, and allow yourself to be truly seen by others. Let me give you 5 powerful takeaways that will help you embrace vulnerability and build stronger relationships. 1. Embrace imperfection. This one is huge. We are all human, folks. We make mistakes, we have insecurities, and sometimes we just plain mess up. Instead of trying to hide these things, let them be part of your story. When you allow yourself to be imperfect, you invite others to do the same, creating a space of genuine connection and acceptance. 2. Listen actively. Being vulnerable isn't just about sharing your own feelings, it's also about truly listening to the experiences of others. When someone opens up to you, give them your full attention, ask thoughtful questions, and show empathy. Active listening builds trust and creates a deeper sense of connection. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend. We can be our own harshest critics, constantly beating ourselves up for our perceived flaws. Remember, everyone is on their own journey, learning and growing along the way. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and learn from your mistakes. 4. Start small. Vulnerability doesn't have to happen in a grand gesture. Start small by sharing something personal with a trusted friend or family member. Maybe it's about a challenge you're facing, a fear you've been struggling with, or simply a moment of joy that you want to share. 5. Be patient. Building trust and intimacy takes time. Don't expect to become vulnerable overnight. Be patient with yourself and others, and allow relationships to develop naturally. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a party, feeling a little awkward, unsure who to talk to. You spot someone standing alone, looking a bit lost as well. Instead of avoiding eye contact or playing it cool, you walk over and say something like, "Hey, I know this can be a bit overwhelming sometimes. What brings you here?" That simple act of vulnerability, reaching out, showing genuine interest, can open the door to a meaningful connection. You're not just sharing your feelings. You're inviting someone else to do the same, creating a space for authenticity and shared experience. See, embracing vulnerability isn't about being weak or putting yourself out there for potential hurt. It's about showing up as your authentic self, allowing yourself to be seen and known, and fostering genuine connections that enrich your life. Remember, the most fulfilling relationships are built on a foundation of trust, empathy, and shared experience. And those foundations are laid brick by brick through acts of vulnerability. So, go out there, be brave, and share your story. You never know who you might connect with or how much joy you might bring into someone's life. Keep rocking that stoic life, my friends. And remember to subscribe, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay balanced and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.